Okay, Rabbi Sai, page 134, top line. Simtof Kuf Tzadik Gimel Tziv Kev Lo Yasiach. Middle of the we are talking about the Tkias. We're discussing the Tkias. We know there's many Tkias. Tkias dem Yushev, Tkias dem Umad. So now he says, don't talk. Lo Yasiach. Lo Yatekev Lo Yatzibu. Don't talk. Not the Baal Tekev, not the Tzibu. Gimel, top line, page 134. Simtov Kuf Tzadi base, Siv Gimel. Sorry, I made a mistake. Lo Yasiach, do not talk. Lo Yatekev, not the Baal Tekev, Lo Yatzibu, not people listening. Bein Tkias, the Miyushev, whether it's the Tkias, the former Tkias, the Tkias, the Me'umet, to the later Tkias. So in other words, what we are saying is, between the first set of Tkias and the last set of Tkias, don't talk. Don't talk. All right. It's harder for some than for others, but the idea is not to talk. Miu be'inyin atkias v'atfilas ein hefsek. Davening, of course, is not considered interruption. And v'im soch dvarim b'teilim, if a person did talk, he's suddenly in the middle of... If somebody is in the middle of the Tkias, he suddenly needs to have a chat about the. He just feels he needs to have, in the middle of Tkias, he needs to just find out the latest results. Either COVID results or football results. What?
Afghanistan.
Which place has been taken over? Which ones have not been taken over? So he wants to be updated. Fair enough. So now, and he did talk. So does he need to go back or not? The answer is no. You mustn't talk. But if you did talk, ain't zorich lachzel vuch, you don't need to make another bracha. Rabbi Yisai, don't talk. But if you did talk, you didn't miss your ain't zorich loy mashal yasichu ben bracha letkias. Certainly, don't talk between the recital of the tkias. Every recital of the brachas of the tkias, him loy ben in atkias. The only exception is you may talk if it's tkias related. So. You did a shvarim instead of a tour, you know. You did two shvarim instead of three. All right, okay, if it's that kind of conversation, that's all right. That's obviously necessity. And that's okay, but don't talk otherwise.
If you have a small child, you need to communicate
something. Sign language. If he's unable to cope, he's probably too young. Now, one second. I just want to add over here an interesting Mishnah Berurah in Sifkoton Yud. Sifkoton Yud, vein who v'shas atkias atzmon, and during the actual tkiyos, pshita the osulusuach, it's self understood and needs no mentioning that during the actual tkiyos, do not talk. V'afilu roik also, you're not allowed to spit. Why spitting? Why spitting? The answer is because remember the Mishnah Berurah was talking about shuls, which looked a little bit different than our shuls, and there was no stone floor. This was all earthen floor, and when people had a cough or a saliva or whatever, it was a normal thing to do. There was no tissues around like we've got nowadays. So what you do is you give a little, you spit, and that's the way you deal with things. So you can't do that in during the tkias, obviously. You need to listen to every single tkia. Meroy sha from its beginning, let's say far to its end. Even if it's an exceptionally long tkia, you feel that, oh wow, what on earth is he doing here? And he's like going on and on and on and on and on and on. No, you still mustn't. You mustn't talk. You have to listen. K'mo shikosav sim tov kuf tzadi. Kol shkeni v'musu d'osu le'ashmiya kol b'piuk o b'nechira z'gochoin goroin. So don't cough. Don't sneeze. Don't blink. Nothing. Just listen nicely to the tkias. Shemevalbik v'machirim Hashem. Not only yourself. May not be yotzi to the tkias because of the noise, but in fact others are also likely to be affected because of your noise. So in other words, what we're learning now is just be quiet and silent during the tkias. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkoton Yud Beis mentions the Yerotzen, which is printed in the Machzorim. It remains a mystery. It remains, Rabbeisai, it remains a mystery, an unsolved mystery. When you look in every single Machza that I know, when you look in every Machza, you will find after the Tkiyas, the moment in Chazor HaSashatz, what will you find? What will you find by the Tkiyas? The Yerotzens. Yerotzens. The first set of Tkiyas. You'll find Yerotzen. Have you noticed? Every Machzor has got Yerotzen. Good that you didn't notice it. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, and ask, is this an interruption to say the Yerotzen?
Well, why is
it being between the that's precisely the point. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Cotton Yud Beis at Tfilas Enef." So go to Lema. Bein Tkiyas the Miyushav leMu'ut Shara lechatchila siach minyanam. V'chaim b'derechaim shidai. That Derechaim writes, "The Bein Brocha atzoyf at Tkiyas the Miyushav also lehavzig afilu betfilas lochein." Because you may not interrupt. Lo yoyma yirotzen. To not say the yirotzen halintvas b'machzorim pein at Tkiyas the Miyushav. Now, when you look in the machzorim, you will see. Of course, you will see that there is a yirotzen printed in the machzor between the Tkiyas. In the initial set of between the Tashrat and after the Tarat and Tashav, there is a Yerotzen mentioned. Bishop says, why is this not considered a hefsek? How can it be Yerotzen? How can he just be saying that? How can he blow the shofar and you're saying Yerotzen? It doesn't make sense. It's an interruption. So therefore, he says, don't say it. It's an interruption. It remains a mystery. I really don't know why it's still being. Everybody says, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. But still, it's still printed in the Machzorim. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why it's been printed in the Machzorim, because it's something which the Achronim say you shouldn't recite. Now, Siv Dalet tells us the following halacha. Zesh tekiah kshen yoishvin, tekiah al tzeder brochas. Not every shul is makbid on this. Not at all. Shulchan Aruch says, Zesh tekiah kshen yoishvin, those, that individual who is blowing the shofar, kshen yoishvin, the first kiyas, Toikea, he should be the one blowing. Al Seder Abrocha, he should be the one blowing also during Shemana Esser. Does anybody know a shul that doesn't do that?
No.
Pardon?
No.
Yeah, I know another shul also doesn't do that. Here also. Yeah, I think many shuls. What happens? You said that what has worked by you, the first 30 sounds, and after the switch. Right, okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says, ideally, everything should consistently be done by one man. One man should go through all the tkiyas. The Ramah, good for us, tells us, Miu enu ma'akev, it doesn't matter if you, it's not ma'akev. So you can have two individuals doing it. You can have somebody else. You could have somebody else blowing if need be. But it's just better to do it like that. Why is it that you want to have one person ideally? Ideally, why is it you want to have one person going through all the tkiyas? Why? Why? Just to get him really, to get our money's worth, kind of. Why is it we want to have him all the 100 tkiyas? Like,
I suppose you have one person, but he has his own way of doing it, own technique.
You want to be consistent. Consistent. Right? Yeah, why? Because you don't want the first one to be such a nice thought. Very nice. Mishnah says something else based on the Gemara in Soter, which says that maschin sifkot and tezvav, fourth white line. It's a concept that when somebody starts a mitzvah, tell him to finish. We had it previously, of course. It's a concept that a maschil be mitzvah, somebody who starts with a mitzvah, oim rim loim, we tell him, kumoi, complete it. No, we know it really from Moshe Rabbeinu. We know it from Moshe Rabbeinu with regards to Hore Miklot, yeah. You know, if you start, and we have seen it previously in other areas halachas. We have actually seen it with regards to this halach as well early in Simon Tov Kuf Sadi. Hamaschel b'mitzvah m'nigmo. If you start a mitzvah, try to finish it if possible. We've seen it. It's true with many areas of halacha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah discusses in not the Mishnah Berurah, the Poskim. Yeah, the Poskim doesn't mention it. The Mishnah Berurah says, "What about Asher Yotza? Haboisai, what if it's the middle of Shemoneh Esa? Chazor Sashat. Someone needs to be excused, and he comes back and he wants to say now Asher Yotza. Does he or does he not say Asher Yotza? Very relevant halacha. Does
he wait until says it?" Before the next time he needs to go.
Right, so you are saying that in principle it doesn't say Asher Yotza. Now you can wait until... Right, so this is a machlok, is how long you can actually say Asher Yotza for. And you probably can't say Asher Yotza that long. And the poskim therefore ask, well, what do you do about Asher Yotza and somebody needs to go to Chazos Shatz? Do you say or do you not say Asher Yotza? It's an interesting shayla, such a relevant shayla. The poskim say, yeah, you do. You can. So whilst... Pardon? Yeah. So whilst in principle, of course, don't interrupt. Of course, don't interrupt. And of course, don't speak. And of course, don't talk. And of course, don't. Middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Of course, don't. But here, where you're going to lose the Asher Yotza, you should rather say the Asher Yotza and not lose it. Because if you wait until you are, you can lose the Asher Yotza otherwise. Okay, we're ready for Siman Tov Kuf Tzadik Gimel. Ima Baruch Svet Kiz Ma'ak V'Zuzu. Now, what do you think about this halacha? Habochos shel Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim ma'ak v'zulazu. Now we know that the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is unique. What if a person ends up davening Musaf on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? He davens Musaf without a machzor. And without a siddur, and he doesn't remember exactly the whole the whole tefillah. He knows Malchus, he remembers because of the tune. It's very, very beautiful. So he remembers, but he gets stuck after the first. Eventually, he's going to get stuck. He knows in advance, I'm going to get stuck somewhere in the middle of Zichronis, somewhere in the middle of Shofar. I'm going to get. Should he say, okay, you know what? Do as much as you can. So Rosh Hashanah, you know. Daven as much as you can. When you get stuck, you get stuck. Or should you say, dear friend, you don't know it, tough. Don't start if you can't complete. Don't start when it's complete. So do we say, rather start and don't, although you won't finish, or do we say, don't start. No, they're Amakev. So, you haven't fulfilled anything if you haven't done all. So, if you don't know all of them, I'm turning to the next page. Don't just say what you know. Rather, don't bother. Don't even bother. If you don't know all of it, don't bother. So, we find other areas in halacha not like that. You know, in Shemoneh Esrei, the regular Shemoneh Esrei, if you know until Es Tzemach David by heart, and after Es Tzemach David you don't know it anymore, or after Chayon Das is still right, but afterwards it gets a bit sticky. So we say, you know, go for it. You know, better that than nothing. What if somebody does not feel Asterech by heart? Has it ever happened to you? That you've been traveling, no siddur, tefillas derech. Oh, I don't know tefillas derech. Okay, so you know, better to say as much as you can than to say nothing, not say anything. However, here when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to Yom Kippur, if you don't know the entire Shemoneh Esrei, skip it. Don't bother. What about Tkiyas? Similar, but not identical. What about Tkiyas? So a person says, I'm very good at Tkiyas. The long one. I'm brilliant at that. I'm alright with Shua. I'm okay. Forget about Tua. It's too hard. I can't do it. I just can't do it. I mess it up. So do you tell him, alright, okay, listen. Dear friend, Shmuel, you know, do at least the Tkiyas and the Shvarim. You know, at least we're going to do that. Do Tkiyas, the Shvarim, and the Tkiyas. Or do you tell him, listen, you can't do Tua, forget it, no point. What do we tell him? So without Shemoneh Esrei, understand, you know, no point doing half a Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What about Tkiyas? If you cannot, a person knows how to do the Shvarim, he can't do the Tua, he can't do it. It's a tongue thing, he can't do it. What do you say?
I can do
it. Oh, I see, yeah. So we learned that, it doesn't work. Yeah. Do you go for it or don't go for it? What do you say? Can't do to us. Can't do, don't, doesn't do it. Do it. Why? Maybe it says the Shulchan Aruch say base. V'chein natkiyo is the ma'akvo is zu zu. Then the natkiyo is a ma'akvo on the other. V'hana milag she eni yedialo miktas asimen. So the natkiyo is a ma'akvo zu zu. They want kiyo will invalid. If you don't know all of them, it's a problem. But he qualifies. V'hana milag she eni yedialo miktas asimen shol yase oisem miktas shedia. Now he says follows. Aval tashat tashat tarat ein ma'akvo zu zu. So if you do know how to know it, you don't. You know how to say a tashat. You know one of those. You can do a whole line. Then ein makvin zenzu. So go for it. When you're the last is echad mehem, you are able to either do a tashat or a tarat or a tashat. Hoishnaim or two of them yoseh. So the only thing, but he just can't do the whole set. He can't do a whole like whoa. But he's okay to do tashat. He's okay to do tashat, or he's okay to do tarat, then it's fine. So in our example of a gentleman who just can't do tour, halacha will remain that he should not bother. Shouldn't bother if you can't do it. Said the Rama, might be self-understood, but a bracha is a makvos atkis. What if somebody is unable to say a bracha? He can't say the bracha. He can blow, but he can't say a bracha. So the halacha is, habocha is en ma'akvaz atkiyas, v'chen atkiyas en ma'akvaz habochas, v'eze men shodea yase. So if a person is able to say the brochas, but he's not able to say the atkiyas, or vice versa, yase should do that, v'chen sirton en ma'akv, v'chen mispal kodim shetoka. So if somebody does not say that, he does know he needs to tashat, tarat and tashat, but he starts off with tarat, or he starts off with tashat. He does the wrong order. Doesn't matter. Calm, relax. Relax. You did them all wrong order. It's okay. So the brachas, he says, if a person is able to say the brachas, if a person is able to daven, there's two brachas really. There's the brachas of the tkiya shefa. That anyway, it doesn't matter if you don't. If you don't know it, you should say the shefa. If you don't know the brachas of the shefa, the brachas of shmoyne esa. If a person is able to daven shmoyne esa, but he's not able to blow, or he's able to blow. But he can't do Shmanes. Still, do what you can.
And the bracha of the shofar?
If he doesn't know the bracha of the shofar, he knows how to blow, go for it.
And the other way around?
Brachas of the shofar.
But no shofar?
Nope, can't. Brings the mitzvahs, he can't do it. Yeah.
What doesn't he know in the beginning? The famous kiosk of Akhus is, what can't he do?
That will mean a scenario of a person who is unable to do Shvarim or unable to do Tua. So he can't do a whole line. He does one particular sound, one coil, which is unable to do. Then we say, don't bother. But tashrat, tashat, tarat, and makvin zuzu. If he's able to do a whole tashrat, let's say, but he can't do tarat. He's able to do a tkiya, shvorim, tkiya.
Yeah, but he can't do
what? But he can't do a tkiya, tur, tkiya. Should still do tkiya shvarim tkiya. If he all gets the order mixed up, yeah, that doesn't matter. Yeah. Okay. Now we're going to be talking about the question of how much can we be helpful to others. Yochid shlo yispal ein chaver mitzio. Can your friend help? Siv Aleph, Yochid shlo yitoka. If somebody that wasn't blowing the shofar himself, chaver yochid litkoloi letzid chavosai. If I am unable to blow the shofar, somebody else can blow for me. We know that. Havol yochid shlo yispal el tesha brachos. But if somebody is unable to daven, somebody, can you daven for me? I know you can blow the shofar for me, but can you daven for me? En chaver yochid letzid, that doesn't work. So we've got two crucial mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah of shofar. What is the mitzvah of Shmoneh Esrei? I can help you with your mitzvah shofar by blowing it. I can't help you with the mitzvah of Shmoneh Esrei because I can't daven for you. You've got to do it yourself. Yeah. So that is a takana. But I'm not. You're right. So you're right and you're wrong. Now they were all bekim. I cannot be motzi you anymore because you know how to read. You don't know how to daven. Before, you're right. Before, the halach would have been different. Correct. What if somebody's unable to daven? You've got a yid who was brought up under challenging circumstances and is unfortunately unable to daven himself. Unable to daven himself. Yeah, you can be motzi him. If you can't read, you can't daven. It doesn't have to be the chazan. It could even be, you could also do it for him. But you're right, in a conventional setting, will be the chazan be motzi him, yeah. But the chazan needs to know about it. Chazan said, okay, this fellow over here, he's a yid that can't read.
But anyway, he has
a mind. Yeah, but nowadays, he needs to have specific now because he doesn't think he's actually motzi somebody. If you are chazan for regular Shmoyne Esser, weekday, Tuesday evening, mincha, yeah? You don't have in mind that there might be somebody there that actually needs you as a being motzi.
Well, the fact that we say modern, like is indicative that you're going to have everyone in mind just in case someone's coming late. Or...
Mm-hmm. I don't know, when I'm davening for the Omud, I don't have particularly in mind that there's somebody there that I'm literally being motzi. I know I'm doing it because Takonos Chazal, that I've got to do, we as a tzibu, we have got an obligation of doing chazal sashatz. I'm not particularly intending to motzi somebody.
I thought the whole reason was...
Initially, yes. We'll talk about it when we get to Chelik Aleph Emetz HaShem in a few months' time. But in principle, you nowadays, we don't really do chazal sashatz because of an individual who is in a boki. We do chazal sashatz because that's the takana. It's an interesting discussion. It's a very interesting discussion. But nowadays, an average, random chazal shatz is not done to be motzi somebody. Okay. Siv Simon Tovkuf Tzadi Aleph, Tzikuf Tzadi Hei, asked the following question. Habaisai, you live in a village called?
Shropshire.
Yeah, there's not many yid in Shropshire at the moment. A county, alright, okay.
Huppetsville,
okay. There's not that many yid living there. There's one village nearby. There I know there's a Baal Shoif, the Baal Tukia. He knows how to blow the Shoifer. Okay, one village, Aleph. There's a Baal Tukia. There's another village, the other direction, the opposing way. There's over there, I've got a minion. And over there, there's a minion. So I've got to choose. I'm not staying in my village. Because I've got nothing there. Nothing there. Besides my cholent, nothing. I've got option number one to hear a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, or option two to go to a minyan. And daven Shemoneh Esrei with a minyan. What do I do? Such a beautiful question. Such an interesting question. What would you go for? To Reisah, therefore. So you're saying, shofar is the Reisah, you go for the shofar and you're going to be bichid. What about the second day? What about the second day? Pardon? Yeah, Marichta, but it's still the Rabbanon. Oshana is Yom Marichta, but second day remains for us nowadays. We don't have a real Sofek. It's second day is Tkir Shofa is the Rabbanon. So what do you do on the second day? What are you going to do? You're going to go to the Shofa, or you're going to go to the Minyan? Mr. Shropshire, if you live in Shropshire, what ends up Shropshire? It's a nice place there. Oh, I see. Okay, good. Okay, you live in a place in Shropshire. There's no minion and there's no shofar. There's one neighboring village who's got, there's a shofar there. There's another village, we've got a minion. What do I do in Rosh Hashanah? I go to the shofar or to the minion? Okay, so you're going to go to the shofar. What about second day Rosh Hashanah? No, it is not. Well, it's not. You're saying it's Tadir? You're saying Tadir?
Well,
interesting one. He says that Shmoneh Esrei is Tadir.
Yeah, go to Shmoneh
Esrei. Musaf is Tadir. I know, but he says, why are you distinguishing? Why are you differentiating? It's Musaf. Musaf is Tadir. You've got every Shabbos, every Shchaj, you've got Musaf. He says Tadir is Musaf, and Tkis is not Tadir. Because, it's here because you know you got it twice here. What would you choose? You choose second day you'd go to the Musaf.
Yeah.
You'd go to what?
Second day
Tfilah. You see, the Tkias really is the Raisa. Happens to be the second day is the Rabbonon. But really, in principle, very nice. Pimagodim says such a svara. What about, if you're not 100% sure, on the first day, I'm going back to the first day, I'm not 100% sure they've got a shofar. They may or they may not. Last year they had. I'm not sure. I forgot to send them a text. I forgot. I don't know if they've got a shofar. I think they do, probably. But it's a sofek. I know that village has got a minion. And I think that place got a shofar. I go to the think shofar, or I go to the vadai minion. What do? Oh, what a beautiful lomb de shoshayla. Sofek de reise kiyo mitzvah, or vadai de rabbonon. You go to the reise. Sofek de reise mitzvah is greater than the vadai de rabbonon. You'd say vadai de rabbonon is greater than sofek de reise.
Guaranteed.
Better safe than sorry. Mr. Blin thinks about the frustration of this yeet going onto the place and having done any of these things. There's not even a chauffeur there. They thought that a trumpet is a chauffeur. But the Shropshire yeet over there thinks, isn't that why you need to die? He said, no, it's not. Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought that's what you need. So is it better that the frustration is going to be so disappointing? No, don't go for that. All right, okay, so these two points are discussed in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll cover that in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Hope you'll be able to sleep, Abu Yisai. I hope you will be able to sleep. Okay.